Savitri, Book 2, Canto 5, page 71, beginning with, "And when that greater self comes sea-like down." And when that greater self comes sea-like down, to fill this image of our transience, all shall be captured by delight, transformed. In waves of undreamed ecstasy shall roll our mind and life and sense and laugh in a light other than this hard, limited human day. The body's tissues thrill apotheosized, its cells sustain bright metamorphosis. This little being of time, this shallow, shadow soul, this living dwarf figurehead of darkened spirit out of its traffic and petty dreams shall rise. Its shape of person and its ego face, divested of this mortal travesty, like a clay troll kneaded into a god new made in the image of the eternal guest. It shall be caught to the breast of a white force, and flaming with the parasitical touch, in a rose fire of sweet spiritual grace, in the red passion of its infinite change, quiver, awake, and shudder with ecstasy. As if reversing a deformation spell, released from the black magic of the night, renouncing the servitude of the dim abyss, it shall learn at last who lived within unseen, and seize with marvel in the ardent heart, to the enthroned child-godhead kneel aware, trembling with beauty and delight and love. But the first spirit's ascent we must achieve, out of the chasm from which our nature rose. The soul must soar sovereign above this form, and climb to summits beyond mind's half-sleep. Our hearts we must inform with heavenly strength, surprise the animal with the occult god. Then, kindling the gold tongue of sacrifice, calling the powers of a bright hemisphere, we shall shed the discredit of our mortal state, make the abysm a road for heaven's descent, acquaint our depths with the supernal ray, and cleave the darkness with the mystic fire. Adventuring once more in the natal mist, across the dangerous haze the pregnant stir, he threw the astral chaos shore away mid the gray faces of its demon gods. Questioned by whispers of its flickering ghosts, besieged by sorceries of its fluent force, as one who walks unguided through the strange fields, tending he knows not, nor where, with what hope, he trod a soil that failed beneath his feet, and journeyed in stone strength to a fugitive end. His trail behind him was a vanishing line of glimmering points in a vague immensity. A bodiless murmur traveled at his side, in the wounded gloom complaining against light. A huge obstruction, its immobile heart, the watching opacity multiplied as he moved. Its hostile mass of dead and staring eyes, the darkness glimmered like a dying torch. Around him an extinguished phantom glow, peopled with shadowy and misleading shapes, vague inconscience dark and measureless cave. His only sunlight was his spirit's flame.